Well, hello, ladies. We were waiting for Michelle
Karjingas. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, great.
I'm here. I'm sorry, we had a little bit of a technical glitch. Ladies, we're just so happy that you're all on with us. I'm Michelle Clark Jenkins, and along with Stephanie Perry Moore, we are the founders and also the co-editors of the Sisters in Faith Holy Bible. We are so pleased tonight that we've got Jamel Meeks as our guest leader tonight. Let me just open in prayer. Father God, we just lift up each one of these ladies to you, Lord. You alone know each one of their needs, Lord. We thank you that they have joined us as sisters, Lord, with you in the middle, because you are the tie that binds all of us together. Lord, I just ask that you bless Jamel as she shares tonight, Lord. Let everything in the air around all of us, Lord, be totally of you. We say this and we ask this in your precious and holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, welcome, ladies. Sisters in Faith is a brand that was created to both encourage and empower African-American women. We are very happy to offer these devotional teleconferences each Tuesday night. And the ladies who will be leading are the ladies who have contributed to the Sisters in Faith Holy Bible. I'd also like to tell you that tonight one of you who are participating in this call will be selected at random to win one of the Bibles. So tomorrow somebody's going to get a phone call. And I'll just pass it on to Stephanie so that she can introduce our guest.
Well, thank you, Michelle. I tell you, I'm overjoyed to have the opportunity to be able to introduce such a dynamic lady who has meant so much to my life personally, as well as just have been one of those pioneers in terms of encouraging African-American sisters to do so much in their lives, in their careers, with their family. And for sure, she always is out there speaking to us and telling us, let's get it going with yourself, with a great connection with the Lord, so you can do much for him. I tell you, Jamel Meek, she's not only a mother, she's going to tell you more about her family, but she's now a grandmother. Her biggest accolades, too, is that she is the first lady of Salem Baptist Church up in Chicago, Illinois. And her husband, Reverend James Meeks, Chicago is a better city because they're there. The things they do for our country is phenomenal. Together they stand, and they are right now just battling, making sure that we fight the good fight of making sure young men stay alive in Chicago. And I guess the things they do, it just amazes me. But more so, I think you're going to enjoy her heart tonight if you do not know her. She's one of those ladies that when she talks to you and you feel wounded, when she speaks into your life, you feel like you have hope, and that's why the Lord led her to you for that time, so that she can take you out of darkness and into a place of light through his word. So without further ado, I certainly want to present someone had my own fiction career not gotten started, had she not said to my publisher at the time, which was Moody, I want to read these books. We need these books for young people, and I'm not the same because she entered my life. So without further ado, my dear friend and great anointed lady of the Lord, Sister Jamel Meeks.
Wow, thank you, Stephanie. What a great introduction. Now I feel like I need to do something else to live up to all of that. Blessings to you, and I certainly thank God for you and Michelle as well, your hard work and your diligence toward the kingdom of God and for women, especially African-American women, is definitely noticed and noteworthy. Because of you guys, we are definitely moving forward and making great strides. So I am super, super excited to be a part of this project, to have contributed to this wonderful, beautiful Bible that we'll be introducing to our congregation on Sunday, and I'm super excited about it. I'm excited about tonight and to have this kind of a platform to put ourselves out there on a Tuesday night from all over the country, even all over the world, to call in, to get a word, to get some encouragement, to talk to each other. Is just a wonderful thing. So I thank God for you all. I thank God for your vision, and we certainly thank God for this opportunity to share tonight. So tonight we're going to talk about the workplace and so many women with their careers and jobs. And I have been a mother for 32, 33 years. My oldest daughter had a birthday on Saturday, so she turned 33. So I've been a mom for 33 years. So I've had a career for 33 years. I've had a job for 33 years, definitely in running a home. Four children, all college graduates, and a four-year-old granddaughter right now. So I feel highly blessed and encouraged through what we've done in this family, and I thank God for his protection and guidance for us. So what I want to talk to you about in your career and job placement and the things that you do that happen outside of the family, but also even in the course of raising a family, it also becomes a career, and you also have to work hard at doing that. So what I want to share are three things for your career, for your workplace, that every single sister needs to know in order to do it right in the workplace. And when I say do it right in the workplace, I don't mean being perfect at everything that you do. I don't mean crossing every T and dotting every I, because no one is perfect. But I mean doing it right as a Christian, doing it right as a woman who wants to still have integrity and to still be a woman of influence in her workplace. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. The first thing that you need to know to be that woman, to be a woman of influence, to be the kind of woman that everybody admires and can look up to in your workplace, is to know that the flexible person is the happy person. The flexible person is the happy person. The person that's flexible in her workplace, the person that doesn't have to have it her way all the time, the person that's willing to talk things over with other coworkers, with other people on the job, and that's able to say, you know what, I see your point, or I did think we should do it this way, but doing it this way is going to be fine just as well. As long as you're getting to the destination, being flexible as how you reach that destination will keep you the happy person. When we're not willing to be flexible in a situation, especially a workplace, then we become rigid and we become the person that nobody can work with and the person that nobody wants to work with. And then we become the unhappy person, because unless everybody does it our way, we're not happy and we can't function on the job. And that's no way to operate in the workplace or even in your home, in a relationship, a husband and a wife. If you're not flexible in that wife role, in that home situation, you will be one most miserable, because everybody's not going to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it, and you will have opportunity after opportunity to either be rigid or to be flexible, and the flexible person is definitely the happy one. Number two, because it's hard does not mean it's not God. Whatever you've been asked to do, whatever job you're on right now, at home, in the workplace, if it's a hard place right now, that doesn't mean that it's not God. We sometimes feel that when we're doing something, we're accomplishing a work, or we're doing something that we know is for God, we feel like it should be easy, or that the way should be made easy for us, or at least we should be able to accomplish it without too much stress or without too much work. But that's not true. Just because it's hard does not mean it's not God. It was hard for Moses and the children of Israel to wander in the wilderness, to cross over and go to where God had called them, to walk through the Jordan after the water was dried up. It was hard. It wasn't easy. It was hard, but it was God. And sometimes we are looking for opportunities in our workplace to advance. We're looking for opportunities in our homes to make them better, to have better relationships with our husbands and with our children. And sometimes in ministry, we're working hard and we're looking for more help. We're looking for more companionship when we're working. And it seems like it's hard. It seems like it's hard to get that daily report out. It's hard to finish that assignment. It's hard, but that does not mean that God is not with you or that it's not God leading you. Hard work is not synonymous with not being in the will of God. You can be in the will of God and still work hard. A lot of times we miss opportunities. we ask God to help us to reach a goal, or we ask God to give us a new opportunity, but we miss it because opportunity knocks, but it's dressed as hard work. And when we sometimes see that hard work, we turn the other way, or we think, well, surely that can't be God, because this is definitely too hard for me. But the scriptures told us that, you know, is there anything too hard for God? Nothing. So whatever assignment we have and whatever work that's in front of us, God is our source and our strength, and he's going to give us the ability to do that. And we can certainly do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. So because it's hard does not mean that it's not God. And the third thing is perhaps one of the most meaningful ones, especially in the workplace, stress management. If you're going to be the sister that knows how to do it right and can work right in the workplace and even in your home, even in ministry at the church, you have to have stress management. What in the world does that mean? Stress management, we get a good example from Daniel in the 6th chapter, the 11th verse. It says, Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. This is the incident when Daniel, who became a great leader under King Darius, he was good at his job. He pleased the king. The people were pleased. Everybody seemed to be going well and moving in a great direction. And somebody was jealous, and somebody didn't want Daniel to do a good job. So they put out a decree saying that you couldn't pray and that you couldn't, you only could bow down before the king. Well, Daniel was put in a stressful situation, and that was an awful work environment. Can you imagine being in Daniel's position? Imagine that you're doing your job, you're even doing a good job of it, but because others have become envious of you and jealous of you, they start planning ways to get rid of you. What would you do if your hard work was rewarded with an attack instead of a promotion? You know, we feel like we work hard, we get our work done, we're looking for a promotion. But Daniel didn't get a promotion. He received an attack for his hard work. So how would you respond to that? Would you speak out against your attackers? That seems like the first thing to do, wouldn't it? To just stand up and say, look, these people are attacking me. They're wrong. I haven't been doing a good job. Somebody needs to remove them from my presence or get me out of this situation. That seems like the first thing you would want to do. But what would we do as a Christian? We're in a workplace. We're the Christian there. Everybody's watching us. Everybody's looking at how we handle that situation. And most likely at some point or another, you've experienced some kind of problem in your workplace that may even be similar to this. So how do you respond when you're under attack? What do you do when you're placed in a position that drives your stress level to new heights? It could just be an ungrateful boss or a boss who doesn't appreciate what you do. Well, sometimes things can get out of place in the workplace, in your home, even in ministry. But we believe that if we work hard, we should be rewarded. But far too often, and most often, the reward for hard work is more work. The one who gets it done becomes the go-to person, the one who can be depended on. So too much work equals too much stress, and that's no way to live. That's no way to go to work every day. When you find your stress level rising, try to take the same action that Daniel took. When he was stressed, he prayed, seeking comfort and conversation with the only one who could really make a difference in his situation. And I found that to be so true as a mother at home, taking care of a family, a growing ministry when our ministry was first starting out. And I was the secretary, I was the planner, I was the person taking all the messages, I was answering the phone, doing all the prayer calls, checking on the sick and shut in, and I had 4 kids between 10 and newborn. And that was my everyday life, and the stress level was very high. And I found, and God helped me to realize, taking time out from that stressful situation and just taking a moment to pray. Just getting up out of that seat, hanging the phone up, taking a minute, even if with all those children, going into the restroom and just standing there and saying, Lord, help me. Give me strength. Calm my nerves. Help me to make good decisions. Just a second. Coming out of that bathroom is just like going in as Clark Kent and coming out as Superman. You get energized, you get your power back, and you get your power source. So that's what we can do even in a course of a work day. Just get up from the place where you're working, stand a minute, stretch, shake out some of the tension in your body, going right outside the door, not for a smoke, but just for a breath of fresh air. Just breathe in some fresh air and take a deep breath and let it out, and let out some of that stress and let out some of that anxiousness that's all around the office. And those kind of things, stretching and taking a deep breath, those are temporary solutions. But the real stress release comes from God, just as I said before, through prayer and supplication. Just taking that moment. If you can't get up from your desk, just, you know, bow your head for a moment and say, Lord, help me through this situation. Help me as I make this decision. Help me as I turn in this report. Allow me to have peace with my enemies. Allow me to find a friend in this office that can help me, and that we can pray together and that we can work together in this environment. And God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You can't pray and ask God to help you and he turns his back on you. So anytime you're in a stressful situation, we have to remember to cast our cares on God, because he cares for us and he will provide just the stress relief that we need, and he will give us just the opportunity that we need as we step away from that stressful situation. Remember to be flexible. Remember that because it's hard doesn't mean that it's not God, and that to keep our stress level under control and the pressure under control, just by remembering to bow our heads and taking a moment to take that issue to God right then and there, and allowing him to speak peace into our lives and direction. And if we do that, I know that you can be that sister that does it right and that gets it right in the workplace every single day. And now we want to open the line for questions.
Hello?
The conference is no longer in lecture mode.
What a powerful word. You're a superwoman and giving it to us. I'm so excited to hear that. Trying to get back in the workplace myself is such a joy, to be encouraged to stand for him in the middle. Ladies, do we have any questions?
I'd just like to make a comment. Can you hear me?
I definitely can.
Jamel, you are such a blessing. That word, I know it was for everyone on this call, but that word was for me.
Amen.
Driving 45 minutes to an hour in traffic in the morning and in the evening. I'm in human resources, so I deal with everyone else's situation. I just want to say thank you. I'm going to take these notes and put them on my desk. Yep. And every time I feel that anxiety rising, I'm going to look at these notes. I am in tears, but just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Jamel, I would like to thank you, too. I've been so excited. I'm an usher, but I've been confined home with my legs and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of things apply to me. I'm not in the workplace anymore. I'm in a senior building, and being flexible, everything I can apply to me being here and helping people. If they're sick, they call me. If they need a cell phone fix, they call. And a lot of times I'm in pain, but then I wake up early in the morning doing my prayer service, my devotion. And I've been so excited. I started calling last week when I got the email. But this is joy for me. This gives me something to think about, because whatever place you're in, being flexible, all this applies to whatever you're doing.
God bless.
Thank you, and this has been a blessing for me, and I love you.
Love you too.
And
thank you.
Keep going and do it again. How do we get the book? How do we get the book?
Are you not able to come out to church on Sunday?
Well, I can't tell you what LaVille told me, but I plan on coming, okay?
Oh, I'll see you soon. If not, just send me a message, and I'll make sure we get one to you.
Okay, I have something to say. Oh, I'm sorry.
LaVille, can you hear me?
My name is Ella Graves.
Okay, honey. I got it. Ella Graves. Okay.
Okay. My name is Eunice, and I was so excited to get home today. You know, the devil works in all kinds of ways. I work for the Postal Service, and they changed our starting time. We used to get off at 3:30, and so they changed it now. Now we get off at 4:30, and I'm working right there on Harrison and Canal, and I live in Calumet City. So when I got in the car today, I said, Lord, I know the snow is out here and it's going to be traffic going home, but, Lord, let it be a smooth ride home so I can make it for this comfort call. And for you to speak on these topics about the workplace, it really touched me, and I'm about to cry because everything that you talked about is what I've been experiencing at work. You know, it's just management is just out of control. It's just so much pressure now at the workplace, and we're doing more and more for more than 8 hours a day. They want us to do 10 hours a day, get paid for 8 hours. And as a letter carrier, we're out there humping, even doing working in the dark, which is so dangerous. So I needed to hear this today, and it's just a blessing to be in Express Bible class on Sunday mornings and to get home on time and with traveling grace. I am really, really blessed to hear this today, and I needed to hear this. And I thank you, and I love you, First Lady. And I'm about to cry. So
I bless you, honey.
Jamel, how about when you're in a situation where you have a Penina at your work? Somebody who just rubs you the wrong way, you rub them the wrong way, and you're just in conflict. You want to speak on that for a second?
I certainly would love to do that because that does happen. And what I found to do in that situation is to look for something that I can be grateful for about that person. When I first became with becoming a pastor's wife, an older pastor's wife said to me, thank God for all the people that are going to love you. Thank God for the people who are going to be a thorn in your flesh because they keep you on your knees. And so you have to have somebody who will always constantly go into God and praying about. And then one thing that my husband taught me a long time ago, that even a broken clock is right 2 times a day. Horrible. At least ought to be 2 times out of that day that you can find something pleasant or okay, or that she does right or she does well. And you can change a person's heart, certainly. You can change a person's feeling toward you. And looking at her differently, trying to ease that tension between the two of you.
No.
Jamel, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I can hear.
I came on late. All I need to know is, are you going to do this every day or every Tuesday or what? Every Wednesday?
Michelle, you want to give us the schedule for the Tuesday, or at least to say the next ones?
There's an echo. We can't hear.
We can't hear.
Michelle?
The conference is in lecture mode.
Can you hear me? The next call is next Tuesday, Eastern Standard Time at 7 p.m. So 6 p.m. for you guys in Chicago and those of you guys that are in Alabama. We're excited that we're going to have novelist Vanessa Davis Griggs, who's phenomenal, to be talking to us not just about our faith in God and our careers, but our faith in ourselves. Sometimes we give at the workplace and we ask God what does he need of us, but we want him to strengthen us too, and there's some things that we've got to take care of inwardly so that we can give much. But I just got a couple texts from people that are on the call that wanted me to ask you, Jamel, if you didn't mind recapping the points that you gave tonight.
Okay, I certainly will. The first point is to be flexible. flexible one, the flexible person is the happy person. Number two, because it's hard does not mean it's not God. Opportunity, but we often miss it because it's stressed like hard work. Number three is stress management, keeping your cool under pressure, and that means taking a break, going out for a deep breath, going out to have a prayer, go into the restroom, just bow your head at your workstation and just ask God to give you the strength and the wisdom to deal with the situation that's in front of you.
So good.
Okay, that's awesome, Jamel. I'm sorry, I couldn't, I was talking, you all couldn't hear me. We are just so thankful that you joined us tonight. As always, this time just goes by so fast. I'm really thinking we got to move this to an hour. But please join us next week. And Jamel, would you just lead us out in prayer? Thank you, ladies, for joining us, and we bless you for your week.
God bless you all. Thank you. I will. Father, we love you and honor you for this night. We thank you for bringing us together and allowing us, God, to have comfort and encouragement in our work situations. We ask now that the information that we have will take root in our hearts and that it will produce fruit, and that when we go back into that work situation tomorrow, that we'll enter that place with a different spirit and a different heart. So we ask, God, that you would keep us. We ask that you would keep the women, the Sisters in Faith Bible, and all the work that's done and every contributor. And we ask, God, that you would keep us through this week until we meet again on this call next Tuesday night. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Thank you. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Hello?
Please press any key on your phone to remain in conference.